Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Chris Ward. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Stelmazek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Apodaca. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Apodaca. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Monday moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Morales moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milan. The throw from Stelmazek and he is safe. Milan steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz strikes out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Apodaca moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Monday reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-1 in the game. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stelmazek for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stel Mazek for a passed ball. Hahn moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Hahn scores. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Apodaca bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-2 in the game. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hahn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball towards right. Morales catches it and throws to second to double up Martinez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Ken Frailing now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Milan reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan moves to third. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-3 in the game. Schneck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock bunts towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Madlock moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bert Hooten now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Milan bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-4 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Billy Williams pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to third. Grabarkiewicz moves to second. Bill Bonham pinch runs for Billy Williams. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald scores. Grabarkiewicz moves to third. Bonham moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Miller now pitching. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Ward hits a line drive to center field. Hunt throws towards third. Garrett fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garrett. Grabarkiewicz scores. Bonham scores. Kessinger moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Monday is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Detor now pitching. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-4 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Han hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.